Nakhnehe Productions presents Retreat,
written and produced by Andy Ipekshi and Evan McKen. Episode 2. Hey, cuz! Sleep well?
No, not good, Shannon. Some tourist played his tin whistle flute all night long.
Oh, well, you can sleep at the ferry for it. Did you get directions?
Well, hello, princess. You come here often?
Oh, I'm Shannon.
I'm the groundskeeper, Maliki. What's a gorgeous young lady like yourself doing hanging out with a house full of aged artist types?
Excuse me. I'm Bridget, Shannon's Irish cousin and poet.
Irish? Heh. You sound about as Irish as an English breakfast.
Aw, malarkey. I am such a fan of Irish humor.
Oh, there's my ride, ladies. Duty calls. Or that. Later, Shannon.
Oh my god. A friggin' helicopter? Here? That is its ride? Malarkey! Wait for me! Give me a ride!
Shannon! Wait! Come back! Our ferry fort. Shannon. Oh, wow. 11:11. Time for my meditation. I beseech Aron, god of the dead, align me with interstellar grace. Oh, wow. That's the longest arm I've ever done. I feel so blessed. Danu! What? No fair. Goddess of water, I beseech you to halt. My brand new trainers will get totally ruined.
Hey, Bridget, in here.
Mary, thank the goddess. Gaia always provides shelter. What is this place?
It's an old hedge school, Bridget.
Oh, Davian, you're here too.
During the long period of British oppression, waifs could receive a Catholic education in hidden places like this, probably in exchange for a spot of light buggery.
And Gunther was just saying that marmots are known to indulge in anal sex too. It's universal.
Shh! Gunther's checking his audio.
Would Gunther know by the recordings which mating act exactly the stoats are indulging in?
Close, but no cigar. The helicopter made my king stoat impotent again.
Perhaps you'd like to hear Gunther imitate one of his stoats in flagrante delicto, so to speak.
No thanks. I'll just be moving on. Later. Manon! Align me with interstellar fortitude, or at least something very close, or even a spot of tea.
For God's sake, Tracy, your man here cut up 3 pounds of turnips tonight while you did what?
Why, I did my DNA test, Nora. Look at that. I got a good gob of spit in it. Oh, maybe I need a bit more.
Come on to yourself, Teresa. We're hosting Kathleen's family tonight.
Sky? Yeah, I know. Do we have stamps by any chance, Nora?
Stamps? If you don't go and ring that gong, I'll stamp on your head.
All right, Nora. I'm going. I'll do it, as usual.
Oh, what a day.
Malarkey taught me jigs and...
Whoa, Bridget. Va, 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 voo.
Oh, well. Thanks, Shannon.
My tunic looks so sexy on you. You know what? Keep it. It's yours.
That is so generous.
You bet it is. Worth a fortune.
Thank husband number two. It's genuine ermine, you know.
Ermine. Such frisky creatures.
So is husband number two.
Our indigenous paper war fur. I once channeled the spirit of Queen Maeve and felt the weight of her cloaks draping across my torso.
Bridget, you're not an indigenous person. She is too. She's so Irish that the double helixes in her DNA even look like Celtic crosses. Seriously.
Did you know that Megacore spliced stoat DNA with sloth DNA to create trained killers? The vicious sloths protect their lab deep in the Amazonian rainforest.
Ah, finally, sloths with a purpose.
Ladies, gents, tonight we propose a Roscommon Russian fusion. It's a turnip and vodka dish that the new fella made up. And for our vegan, they're stuffed aubergine.
Ooh, aubergine. Sounds so European.
Eggplant would be the common term in America, correct, Shannon?
Yeah, eggplant. Oh, wait! Aubergine. Gene, like genealogy. Bridget! Aubergine. Genealogy. Get it? Coincidence? I don't think so.
Coincidences are the star seeds of cosmic interaction. But I'll have the vodka turnip just this once.
Mary, no signs of the famous guy yet. Shall I clear his plate?
Sorry, Teresa. I forgot to tell you. Olive, I've cancelled again.
Oh dear, broken glass in the kitchen again. Yes, him. Olivoff was recently awarded an MBE.
Never. Olivoff rejects colonial titles. All of us should.
I suspect his government pressured him to reject it.
I know. Not this Russia is evil again. Where do you get your news? You're brainwashed. What if North Korea is actually paradise?
Hello. Remember my Tang story? Huh? Bursting melons? Think positive thoughts. Oh. Be happy, people.
So...
Barney, honestly, we need to start serving dinner. Herself and your man from the agency are there playing darts with our butcher knives. Oh, now look what you've all done. You've all upset the house ghost with your prance and artsy nonsense.
Whoa. Am I picking up a disturbed presence?
Oh, no, not at all. It's a nice ghost. A comforting ghost. Always sings the same song.
Trace. What are you doing making a holy show of yourself out here when we need you in the kitchen?
I was just telling them about the ghosts. Sure, the Yanks love that old spiel. A little entertainment. See, Barney, she's gone mental.
Dad, not to worry. Just silly ghost stories, Shannon. Oh. A little fun.
Oh, my God. No, seriously. The ghosts getting nearer? And nearer? And...
Bloody hell!
Heavens!
Damn it! Someone! Come help me, I'm bloody stuck!
Skye? Welcome. Oh dear, what...
Your bastard floor has swallowed my shoe. My bloody heel is stuck in your crack. Well, don't just stand there.
Righto, hang on. Here, on the count of three. One, two, and pull...
Good evening, all.
Our new Megacore benefactor, Miss Jetsky, is a corporate image pro and great niece to our late Kathleen O'Mara, who was a legendary philanthropist and award-winning screen and theatre actress.
Hello, Mr. Jetsky.
Had it not been for the vision and will of your aunt, I believe you would have been the heir, yes?
Yes, and this place would be my place and you all wouldn't be here. But spilled milk, we're all chums now.
Hi, Skye. I'm Shannon. I'm an artist, a textile Archie
Shannon. Oh, I think I know a certain groundskeeper who's got his eye on you.
Malarkey? He told you about me?
As artists, my stay is automatically covered.
Sky, this is my very, very, very distant cousin, Bridget. She wears tie-dye hemp because she's a true healer.
And a poet?
Yes. My DNA ancestor coach says we share the same great, great, great...
Oh, merde, not this story again. My only family history I tell is that our chandeliers were a gift from Napoleon himself.
I'll sit beside Bridget, will I? So, after you left, Gunter Stotes had another go.
And to be honest, Damien, fornication, it frazzles my meridians.
I see.
Well, Sky, have you met Damien? He is the most famous radio host in all of Ireland.
And just like a radio with a broken button, he never turns off.
Teresa, tell Nora to begin service. Shall I tally everyone up for wine? Let's see, Agnes.
So, Damien, radio, how quaint. Aren't the big names all in podcasting now? Shannon, you've been to Mar-a-Lago, I assume. You seem like the type.
Almost. Eric Trump and my ex-hubby use the same scalp guy. Fungus.
Oh, no shame there. Men don't tend to hold up well in heat and humidity.
Oh, let's go to Mar-a-Lago together.
I wouldn't be caught dead.
Oh, God. Oh, no, me neither.
But I might just introduce you to one of my one percenter bachelor friends.
Sure. But why stop at just one? Oh. Well, what about hunky malarkey? No fortune, but I love those pecs.
So where was I? Madonna. Yes, she was a resident here. Like a prayer was composed in the fairy fort up on the hill.
I know her. Madge is an absolute dead eye and went absolutely mad shooting clay pigeons at...
You know Madonna?
My Nobby Hill estate. A real
Sky. Sky. Sorry, Sky. Sky.
Yes. Yes. What is it, Shannon?
I have a famous friend, too. Napoleon gave her a chandelier for her chateau. She's a famous French sculptor.
Please, Mary, speak to me.
I'll be out in a second. Barney, you realize that I'm the one who'd be blamed by ARSE for allowing Megacore in, and I just dread to think what will happen to my next poetry collection without ARSE's blessing. Reviewers and bookshops alike will shun me.
Will you be much longer, Mary?
Damien, where's Bernie? Thank God. Well, 1 minute, please.
ARSE, did I hear you say, Mary? As an envoy member, perhaps you could pull some strings for me.
Watch out! Sorry, I really gotta go.
Heavens! Hey, Mary. So, what's ARSE?
It's not unlike an art mafia. Think the Freemasons of the arts and literature scene. They remain very mysterious, robust, but very vital. Shannon, ARSE was founded by W.B. Yeats himself during a time of great civil unrest. Literature.
So, Barney, tell them the exciting news, or shall I spring it?
We, I, have an announcement.
Goodness.
The new exhibition hall construction is, the unveiling, so to speak, is next week, and...
Can Bridget and can me and Bridget exhibit?
All are invited to exhibit, read or perform on an opening night. Now, I spent many hours negotiating, but in the end, Megacore needs us all to use the new audio studio.
It's a diary room. You will record the minutiae of your artistic journeys, giving detailed accounts of your secret creative sources. Fun!
Fun! Like Anne Frank's diary. Fun!
Now listen here, we're not your fun contestants on a Megacore reality show. We're here to work. Speaking as ARSE envoy and resident poet, I reject your conditions.
Bridget, you're the true poet here. Bless us with your Celtic haikus.
I'd be humbled.
Goodness.
But perhaps a free verse is better suited to the occasion. Let us hold hands. We are at the crossroads of fame.
Stop! This is a serious infringement on our privacy. Gunter? Agnes?
Word, my French government has laws against wiretapping, unless they do it themselves.
Yeah, too busy with the stoats to record.
Oh, you're hurting my feelings. My Nana Katie is rolling in her grave.
Your Nana was my idol, Skye. Guys, Katie O'Meara is so precious to the Irish diaspora.
Nana? Now hold on, Skye Jajetsky. Kathleen was your aunt, not grandmother. How dare you?
Shannon, dear heart, you may now call her Nana Katie too.
Oh, thanks, Skye. I think Europeans should embrace technology more.
We're Europeans, not cavemen.
Bridget, anything to say?
Frankly, my solar plexus is puzzled. A flux. But it doesn't matter because I'm not an official resident. I have no say.
Oh, well, Shannon said your B&B hostess lives like a bad lady. If that's true, you should stay here.
It's true. She's awful. But my application for here was rejected.
Oh, Barney, have a heart and get her a room key next to Shannon.
Thanks, Skye. Has the room been feng shui'd? I must sleep with my crown chakra facing due north.
Bridget, honestly, this was your big chance, your moment to be truly on the side of good, and
well,
you blew it.
But then the stench of Una's cigarettes is so foul, and there's only a cold outside toilet.
Outside toilet? Really? Oh, it sounds perfect for my aesthetic needs. I'll take your room at Una's then.
Mary, I'll promise, I'll purge the dark curtains of Megacore sponsorship open with my words. I will lay bare the slightest.
Purging in the darkness, laying bare. Oh, I could tell the story of the Derry woman who rang into my radio show. She said she actually had, well, known a ghost intimately.
Jolly good, Damien. You must record it. Mr. Hermelin, did I mention our first studio was for NASA? Neil deGrasse Tyson detected a Martian yawning light years away with it. So, Gunter?
Could it detect the release of a prepubescent stoat egg dropping?
Absolutely, if that's your thing.
My life's work would be complete. Okay, I'm in. I use the diary room.
Oh, me too, because I don't care. Done deal. Sorry, Mary, but my Nana would have wanted it this way.
Mary! Come back. We need an ARSE member to sign off on this.
Nana Kathy made zero mentions of ARSE validation in the will. She had only one stipulation, that resident artists must create during their residency. Am I right?
Well, yes, I suppose, but ARSE guides us morally, ethically, and...
I declare the diary room open. Toast to Nana. Slauncher.
Entschuldigen Sie bitte. I must go isolate the teen stoats. They are a very precocious caravan this year.
Are they? I'll help you, shall I?
Sky, listen to Bridget's new poem.
Although you may not realize it, you are unlimited.
Why waste it on me? The diary room is this way. Record your poem and your artistic journey in there.
By using this MegaCore ink installation, you agree to the following terms and conditions. MegaCore Inc. reserves the right to use and commercialize your thoughts.
Should we agree?
Bam. Agreed. You go ahead, Bridget.
To be honest, I'm not feeling aligned.
So, let's...
Oh, I know. I'll hyperventilate to manifest a pathway for our artistic collaboration while you stitch.
Except I can't stitch now with my turtle shell nail tips. By the way, they were free-range turtles.
Cool. Maybe if I said a short prayer to Dagda, the god of the arts.
Yeah. Or we could practice our future acceptance speeches. The mystery says, before you begin anything, imagine you won an award for it.
Is there, like, does an award exist for Celtic poetry healing quilts?
Honestly, who cares? I just want to give a speech and wear a gown. It sucks to have to jump through so many hoops just to have the right to give a stupid speech, right?
Totally. The gatekeepers have kept us out, but this time will be different. I will be published.
Okay. So, I'd like to thank Tang. What was Tang's last name? Was his last name Tang? You go ahead. Let me Google Tang.
I'd like to thank the following gods and goddesses, not in any particular order. What's that? I'll tell her. Shannon! Actually, the gods are saying we should go sleep now and get up at dawn to soak up inspirational vibes.
Wow, Bridgie, you are so well connected. Okay, well, hey, so let's try working at the furry fort at dawn. Bridge, do you mind turning off the lights, please? My nails.
Just listened to their recording. Bloody useless. You'll have to make our little birdie sing, Malachi. Be down at the fairy fort first thing. Flex those ripped abs and drink a diet cola or something.
Huh? So no man around here drinks diet cola. This is New York, you know.
Oh, get a life, Malachi. Just get them on record. And while you are there, measure the place up.
Yeah, well, I'll get Shannon singing all right. But what do you want me to measure? Round here, they say it's bad luck to disturb a fairy fort, you know.
Yes, well, I'm not from around here, am I? My private yoga studio will soon replace the dreaded fairy fort, and neither Pixie nor Puck will stop me. Am I clear?
Yeah.